So a group of victims got together because we really wanted to change the narrative around terrorists and victims. The reaction that you see after an attack and the hate speech that you see, that pretty much, in our opinion, leads to these terrible things being committed. I think when you go through an event like this, you kind of have a real deep, profound understanding that actually when we have divisions in our society, when we have people trying to create schisms between communities, it allows space for hate to grow. And where hate can grow, then you can have violence that goes with it. And it's an environment that then becomes ripe for people who want to take young people and fill them full of hate and violence. And we really want to provide a counter-narrative to that. I think each of us feels that as victims, we have a really very strong voice, and we can give a message that really delegitimizes the hate that these hate preachers or these people from the far right or nationalists are trying to spread. A terrorist attack is an attack on a society. It's an attack on the state. It's not an attack on an individual. It's there to propagate hate. It's there to put hate in. It's there to put fear into the society, into the state, to try and create chaos. So yeah, we think that really victims' rights is something that need fighting for. The attack isn't against the victim. It's against the state, and really the state needs to be taking more responsibility in looking after its victims. I think we're just kind of forgotten about, really. Unless you really, really fight for it, you're pretty much forgotten about. The focus switches onto the attacker, and then the focus switches on to the next attack or to something else. So unless you really fight for it, which is what we're doing right now, really, the focus then goes off you, and anything that you have to say, you're just basically just shouting into the air. You know, there's no one to listen. So as a collective, whenever people come together, they're stronger.